the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Mountainous Tibet, one of the most beautiful places in the world.
By stepping down, President Mubarak responded to the Egyptian people. By stepping down, President Mubarak responded to the Egyptian people.
What's important to the Americans to understand is how much...
I admit it, I'm a pervert. I came here to take pictures of your daughter.
...was an attractive cat.
World-famous Phil Hendry showed here. Patriot Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the right-wing radio show where truth is our bitch. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we thank you for joining us tonight. Our Patriot line wide open, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned. Should we worry about the Muslim Brotherhood? Should we want him back? What's going on? Are you glad he's gone? And how do you like those signs that say death to America and death to Israel? You think that you think I'm buying into that? I don't think you think I am. Let's put it that way. They can bring Mubarak back and put him back in the whatever they call a White House there in Egypt. If I've got to look at signs that say death to America and death to Israel, take Mubarak, stick him back on his throne, put the crown back on his head, get the CIA back in his corner for all I care. Because I don't care all that much about Egypt. I care about this country. Now, our affiliate spotlight tonight in Denver, KRCN 1060 AM, and in Topeka, Kansas, WIBW 580 AM. Two great radio stations on the Phil Hendry Show Network. And our website is philhendryshow.com. A lot of exciting things happening at our website. Get our video cast by getting a backstage pass. Every night you can watch the show as well as listen to it on your favorite radio station on our affiliate list. You can watch our show. You can also listen to thousands of hours of archives. You can also get our podcast each and every day through iTunes. You can get our free Classic Phil podcast. You can look at the news feed. You can look at all the blogs. You can join us and email me and hope and pray that you get an email back. You'll get an email back. But here's one of the things that I want to tell people. They say, Phil, how come it takes so long to get an email from you? Because I'm answering this stuff myself, folks. I don't have a crew that's answering my email. I insist on answering all the email myself. And because I'm answering all this stuff myself, yeah, it takes a while. If I had a whole crew of people doing it, you'd be getting a response within a week. But that's just not the way it's happening. So, we'll hump it a little bit, but please do understand. All right, the Patriot line, 877-876-PHIL. Here's an interesting story that we're going to be talking to Margaret Gray, who's the nationally syndicated writer for the Dicklin Syndicate. She's on line one, our newsmaker line, to talk about this. Celebrities such as Jose Arias, Magic Johnson, and other celebrities to call chronically absent students and encourage them to go to school. Are you ready for that one? Here is Magic Johnson, and he's featured in a robocall to chronically absent students.
Morning, it's me, Magic Johnson here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal. So I'm calling the shots today. Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well.
All right, Margaret, did you hear that?
Yes, I did, and Phil, I was very, very blessed to be at a lot of the recording sessions that were done for these celebrity calls to absentee students. Magic Johnson is a delight. He's a wonderful man. He is obviously a very accomplished man, and we were very, very excited to have him.
But, I mean, when you listen to that, isn't there something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, Phil. What that is using individuals that these young people look up to encourage them to go to school because they don't really have that encouragement. Kids today still do not have the kind of exciting encouragement that you and I had. When we were young, we had parents that were working very, very hard. It was a very, very successful society. It was a very wealthy society.
Now, hold on. Before you start talking about that, I didn't have anybody that was encouraging me to go to school. As I've often said, and as you know, I had no one. I did not have any real upbringing. Okay.
Well, and you yourself said, as a result of that, school was not an interesting thing. And
all right, well, just don't include me in this group of people because I missed a lot of school. I was a lousy student. I didn't have any people there to encourage me.
And if you had had a phone call from a Magic Johnson...
If I'd have had a phone call from a Magic Johnson saying, hey, Phil, go to school, I probably would... it would mean something to me for about a week, and that would be it.
Well, and one of the reasons for that, and this is why we are focusing our campaign outside of Los Angeles, is that you grew up in Los Angeles, isn't that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, then you would not be as impressed with a Magic Johnson or with a phone call from a Jose Arias or anyone for that matter, Phil, because you grew up around celebrities. What we are saying is that this is going to be a marvelous and very effective campaign for kids around the country. And by that I mean we can get the comedians like Larry, the Cable Guy, and Jeff Foxworthy. These are comics that are very, very popular in rural areas. And you have kids who are living in those outlying areas. They don't get an opportunity to talk to some of these people. And to get a wake-up call or to get an encouraging phone call from a Larry the Cable Guy or someone like that is very, very exciting for them. And we're very proud to be a part of this.
All right, well, who is this designed to help, Margaret? Is this designed to help all kids?
It's designed, yes, primarily, yes, to help all kids. The children in Los Angeles are a different story, and that truancy problem is going to have to be addressed in a different way. But for children outside of Los Angeles in areas where they do not see celebrities, they don't get to talk to celebrities. They don't see them on a daily basis as children in Los Angeles do. We think this is going to work immensely successfully, and we are calling on celebrities throughout the industry to make these out calls to truant kids.
All right, we're with Margaret Gray here. Our number on the Patriot line, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about truant kids, kids that don't go to school. And maybe they will be encouraged to go to school if they get a call from a celebrity. We just heard that Magic Johnson call. And I suppose there are others. Now, you're aiming this primarily, and let me read this. It says here that a test run of the program called Wake Up will start next week, and more than 6,500 students will receive early morning calls from the likes of hip-hop stars Trey Songz, Big Boy, Magic Johnson. The students who receive the calls and emails have been absent for 10 or more school days this year. On the flip side, students who have excelled, have excellent attendance records, are not going to be getting these phone calls, Margaret?
I didn't think that they needed the phone calls. I think some people are arguing that they get a congratulatory call. I don't know what that's about. What I do want to see is an upswing in attendance on the part of kids that have not been going to school who are truant. And that is achieved by these phone calls from celebrities. What you're talking about, I'm not familiar with. I had no idea that they'd approve that.
Well, why not give kids that are excellent in school, why not give them phone calls from celebrities?
Well, the time of these people is very limited. To get them into a studio and to say to them, we want to get children back into school, celebrities are very much in favor of that. Celebrities, however, are very, very, they're a little bit touchy with their time. And if you have lied to them or you've misrepresented it and you said we'd like you to record a congratulatory call as well as an encouraging call, you oftentimes, and I think justifiably so, you get a lot of complaints from them that they were that this was misrepresented. So we're trying not to do that.
Why not just tell the celebrities you're going to come into the studio, you're going to cut a congratulatory call to kids that go to school, you're going to cut a go-to-school call for kids that are truant, and be upfront about it like that, you know, and whether or not it's for L.A. or not?
Because if we say it's a congratulatory call for students that go to school, the celebrities are not really going to be interested in that, because celebrities are mostly interested in children who are struggling. And celebrities are mostly interested in children who need encouragement. Celebrities are not interested in superfluous cherry on the whipped cream kind of ridiculous. And I'm not saying it's ridiculous, but celebrities, again, have limited time, Phil.
Margaret Gray with us, 877-876-7445. The celebrities will not cut congratulatory calls for the kids who go to school. These will be encouragement calls for kids that don't go to school. Now, these are not calls that are going to kids in L.A. What about New York?
They will not be going to kids in L.A. or New York. Those are two show business centers where young people are familiar with celebrities and are not going to be that, they're not going to be that influenced by Magic Johnson or 50 Cent or Ludacris calling them and saying, go to school. They've been around, they've seen a little bit more of this world than a lot of these kids that live out in the, you know, out in the sticks or out in some of these smaller towns.
All right, but in order to get to the kids that live out in the smaller towns to go to school, you said Larry the Cable Guy, you said Jeff Foxworthy, but you also have the rappers like 50 Cent and Ludacris.
Well, 50 Cent and Ludacris would not be included unless it was a little bit more of an urban center. And by that I mean more of a concentration of African-American students. Most of the truants out there in the rural areas are white. And so you're going for Larry the Cable Guy, you're going for Jeff Foxworthy, you're going for Billy Ray Cyrus, you're going for something like that.
All right, but what about the kids that are in the outlying areas that are black?
Well, the kids that are out there in the outlying, Soulja Boy, some of the black performers that are a little less of a high-value performer. And what do I mean by that? Soulja Boy is a little more teeny bopper, but he's also better understood by a lot of the kids. So what we're looking for here, Phil, are celebrities that will call kids that don't live in L.A. or New York and get them to go to school. And the way to do that is to appeal to them using these celebrities that they enjoy, using the whites and the blacks in areas that it will benefit. And forget about L.A. and New York, because the kids, they're just not that impressed.
All right, Margaret Gray on the line with us here at number 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about robocalls to truant students, they'll only go to kids outside of Los Angeles and New York, kids that are not used to seeing celebrities. That's correct, right?
That is correct, yes.
And they will be celebrities like Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy and Soulja Boy and Billy Ray Cyrus. Because of the rural nature?
Well, yes, there is a rural nature, but there is also the urban culture. And we will get as many impressive celebrities as we can for that. You heard Magic Johnson. Jose Arias is another one. But again, these will be individuals who don't mind making these outcalls in areas other than L.A. or New York.
Well, are you getting celebrities that want to make the outcalls only in L.A. and New York?
Yes, because that obviously benefits their careers. If they know that they're calling areas of the country that are not the mega entertainment centers, most of them are going to say no. But we are having some success.
Well, Margaret, what you've got here is you've got a program where you want to affect kids that don't go to school. But it's only going to work for kids in places other than L.A. and New York, because they're the ones that will be impressed with celebrities. But the celebrities don't necessarily want to make those calls. So you have to get a lower rung celebrity.
Well, and your point is what?
Well, it sounds to me like the kids that are truant outside of L.A. and New York are sort of just getting this B-level celebrity treatment.
We are doing the best we can with the individuals we're dealing with.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is radio for patriots by patriots. I want to see this patriot line jammed with phone calls here this hour at 877-876-7445. What do you think about your kid, okay, being a kid that will be susceptible to a phone call from a celebrity like Larry the Cable Guy, or perhaps even Jeff Foxworthy, to get him to go to school, or the fact that other kids in the rural parts of the country will be akin to listening to guys like this? Because, hey, you know, celebrities, it's something you're not used to. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Seven eight seven six Phil. So you're saying that the students who live in areas other than Los Angeles and other than New York, Margaret, are students that they're, it almost to me sounds like you're calling them third world.
No, I'm not calling them third world. I think, Phil, what we need to do, let's stop trying to characterize what the those of us that want to help students are trying to do. You put that in a way as if I'm trying to insult these students.
No, I'm not. But you're telling me that this really is a program for America, not L.A. and New York.
That is correct, yes.
Oh, okay. And L.A. and New York, have they got a problem with truancy?
They have a problem with truancy, but we have to address it in a different way.
So right now what we're doing is we're addressing the problem of the rest of the country, other than L.A. and New York. We're addressing that truancy problem with the idea that those kids will be excited about hearing from celebrities.
Yes. The point that I'm making here is that celebrities are excited to those children. They're not that excited to kids in the big entertainment areas. That's number one. Number two, the point that I'm making is that those children need extra incentive to go to school because they don't live in districts that have the kind of educational facilities that a New York or Los Angeles has. So, yes, those kids are going to be reluctant to go to school.
Now, let me interrupt you here for a minute, because I had a thought, and I'm sure my audience is thinking about this, too. Why do we have to hire celebrities to get kids to go to school?
We are hiring, Phil. First of all, let me say that you're being a little condescending.
No, I don't think I'm being condescending. What I'm asking is that why are we bringing celebrities on board? You know.
No. You're being a little condescending by saying, why are we hiring celebrities? We have gone out and gotten some big celebrities who will agree to talk to these children. And by talk to them, I'm saying they'll agree to make these recordings. They have very busy schedules. Their time is very limited, and they have agreed to call these kids and, you know, tell them to get their high knees in gear or however you speak to them. It's a very exciting thing for these children to hear.
To tell them to get their high knees in gear and all that as well is all well and good, but why do we need to have celebrities to call kids up and tell them to go to school?
I don't understand your question.
My question is very simple. Have we lost our ability to encourage kids to go to school so much that we have to have celebrities to call them and get them to go to school?
We have a need in this country to direct our parents. There are a great many parents, Phil.
All right, here we go with we got to direct the parents.
No. You turn everything into that conversation.
No, I'm not turning it into that conversation. Here we go again with another, but even though it's a public service ad, I pray to God there's no tax dollars going to this, is there?
You know something, Phil? If there were tax dollars going to it, I wouldn't know. But I know how it makes you feel uncomfortable, and so I almost hope that there are.
You almost hope that there are?
Yes. I almost hope that there are, because sooner or later, society is going to recognize there is a very big responsibility to children that cannot look out for themselves and do not have parents that can look out for them either.
All right, well, then, you know what? That's all well and good about whether parents can look out for them or not. Where is the program that teaches parents, or even, I don't even think teaches parents, where's the program that just holds parents accountable for kids that don't go to school in a much more stringent way than what we're doing right now? Okay?
Well, the crime and punishment approach to education, you and I have never agreed on. And, you know, I really don't want to have this conversation. I'm talking about these kids. They live out there in God knows where. I don't know what kind of schools they're going to. They're going to school in America, but I put that in quotes. About the only thing that is going to get them to get out of bed and go to school is a phone call from a Magic Johnson or from a Mel Gibson or from even a Charlie Sheen, as much trouble as he's been in.
And Charlie Sheen is going to get that kid to go to school before his parents.
I'm sorry?
Charlie Sheen. You know who we're talking about, right?
Yes.
He's going to get that kid to go to school before his parents.
Parents today need to understand, and they need to be guided. Now, I know you don't like the word educate, but we've got to get to these parents, especially outside of L.A. and New York, and tell them Your children need to go to school. Here is Charlie Sheen, who can get them to go to school before you. Here is Mel Gibson, who can get them to go to school before you. Here is 50 Cent. Here is Magic Johnson. Don't you feel ashamed? And chances are maybe they won't. But at least we're making a try to get the kids to go to school.
Let's get some calls up on the Patriot line for Margaret Gray. She needs to send your kids to school because you can't do it. She's using Magic Johnson, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in our Patriot line, 877-876-7445. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about a program whereby robocalls are sent out to the homes of kids that have been truant from school, that don't go to school. And these robocalls are sent and contain the voices of celebrities. And Margaret, you and I are having this argument about why we have to have celebrities calling homes to get kids to go to school.
No, they need celebrities because they're attracted to them. The celebrity is like a very shiny object. They're drawn to the celebrity.
And the kid in L.A. and New York, he doesn't need the celebrity.
He's used to being around a celebrity. You have to be a little bit more sophisticated for those young people in Los Angeles and New York. In the outlying rural areas is what I'm talking about. The children out there are much more susceptible to that shiny object. It has to do with the relative level of education of the parents. If we're to use a word, I would use the word intelligent as opposed to unintelligent. If you want a more graphic description, which is what I'm gathering that's what you want.
Well, yeah, I do. I want as much of a description, as much of an explanation as you can possibly give me with regard to this program, why it's going to work on so-called rural kids, why we need it at all.
Because those kids are stupider or less, more dumb than the ones that live in the city.
And stupider or more dumb?
That is correct. And the reason why I say that is not because inherently they are stupider, but because of the fact that they live in less sophisticated areas, less access to the Internet, for instance, public libraries, public materials. We've got to get those children into school, Phil, because there's no one else. They're not going to go to their father or their mother. Those are people that are just not equipped mentally. And, I saw a thing on PBS the other night. It was a mentally retarded couple trying to raise a child. Well, the state finally had to take the child out of the home because these two mentally retarded people, they were doing things like almost setting the kitchen on fire in the morning when they were trying to cook breakfast, not operating the car safely.
But they were allowed to have this child.
Yes, until finally the authorities had to step in. This is our way of stepping in. And when I say our, I am concerned. I'm a member of the Hollywood community. We are part of the overview as to what's best for these children.
Well, there's a lot of parents out there in the so-called rural areas that are going to say to you, I got this under control, and I don't know what this lady's talking about. Here is Paul on our Patriot line tonight in Buffalo on WWKB. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Charlie Sheen, are you serious? Charlie Sheen is going to call my kid up. Charlie Sheen is going to call my kid up, huh?
Anything that's going to get that child to go to school. If Charlie Sheen can do it.
No, I need to go to school, not Charlie Sheen.
What is your problem? If you get your kid to go to school, what's your problem? Get your kid to go to school. This is what I mean, Phil. You hear this, man? You've got that real one-track mind, don't you?
You're not calling this guy. You're not going to call this guy's kids.
If his child goes to school, we have no interest in talking to his child. But apparently he wants to see... Sir, are you telling other parents what to do with their lives? Is that what you're doing?
Listen, you are not calling my...
Are you telling other parents what to do with their lives?
You didn't let them tell my kids what to do.
No, other parents. That's what you're doing. Because we're not calling your stupid kid. If you get in
my stupid kid.
Whoa, let's watch out with the stupid kid thing.
You call my kid stupid?
No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to call your child stupid. I meant to call you stupid. For calling me up and worrying about me. Yes, you are stupid. Because Charlie Sheen is not going to call your kid.
Did you
hear me?
What?
All right. 877-877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show here as we talk to Margaret Gray. Are you going to call that guy's parent? Are you going to call that guy's kid?
What did I just get done telling you and the rest of these? And that is a perfect example of what I'm saying.
You're not going to call his kid.
No, if he's claiming that his kid is getting to school, I have no interest in calling his kid, other than to say perhaps congratulations. But then after listening to that, I don't think there's anyone that wants to call that home. Phil, what I am saying, and that man is a perfect example of what I'm saying, that man is representative of the ability of most people out there in these rural areas to grasp a logical thought. I'm not telling them that I'm going to tell their kid to go to school. I'm telling them that I'm going to tell their kid to go to school if he's a truant. If that man has a child that goes to school...
Then you're not going to call that guy's kid. You're only going to call these other people's kids where the kid is a truant. Okay, that's fine. But you think you're going to get that kid to go to school with Charlie Sheen.
I am telling you right now that children are truant for a reason. And if their parents cannot get them to go to school, then yes, we'll break out Charlie Sheen, Mel Gibson, whoever. And I've got money, Phil, that says our program... We'll get kids to go back to school, yes, using Charlie Sheen.
Margaret Gray here on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to her about this program to get celebrities to call these kids that live in the outlying areas, not L.A., not New York, but kids that would be impressed with celebrities, and incentivizing these kids to go to school by getting this call from a celebrity. Do you agree with that or disagree with that? I hope to God you disagree with it. Patriot line open at 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the Patriot line tonight here on the Right Wing Radio Show. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the world famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk tonight about an insidious and a very, very insidious saboteur in the body familia of America. And that is the idea that now celebrities are going to get your kids to go to school. On the line with me is Margaret Gray.
Well, you know, I love the drama of your program, and I love the drama of talk radio, and I love that very dramatic statement, which was the insidious nature of this infecting the body familia. We're trying to get rural and smaller city children into school, and you're mocking it. And
well, you were saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, during the break, the hayseed or the hick is easily incentivized by a celebrity phone call. Don't you get that?
We are dealing with hayseeds and rednecks. You're twisting my arm to be blunt. I'm going to be blunt. And if a phone call from Larry the Cable Guy is going to...
Larry the Cable Guy. This is going to get kids to go to school.
Far more than any phone call from Ludacris or 50 Cent. Or any of them.
Oh, well, that I don't believe. I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin not too long ago, and the place was, there was a Ludacris concert there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it doesn't get any wider than that. And the place, it was sold out for months. Months and months.
Where was this?
This was in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Which is just up the road from Milwaukee, which does have a very large black population. Thank you.
Whoa. They're not going to drive an hour and a half. No, they're not going to drive an hour and a half.
Thank you.
No, they're not driving an hour and a half, Margaret, to go see Ludacris in Green Bay when he's going to be playing in Milwaukee soon enough. Here is Jenny in Indianapolis on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Jenny. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Where do you get off saying that parents are irresponsible and stuff? I have four kids. Three of my kids go to school every day. My youngest son has an illness where when he feels good, he goes to school. When he doesn't feel good, he doesn't go to school. And just how are you going to be able to get people's phone numbers? I thought
you
school
need to
records
get a...
were private. And how are you going to just publicly get phone numbers and be able to call people?
We're going to have to do it because, you see, your son is being recorded as truant. And when we get a hold of that record, we can talk to a star that might motivate
you. But you know what? If you ever get a hold of my phone number, I will be able to find out, and I will sue you.
Well, who's going to get your child to get to school if you can't get that child out of bed because he has you conned into thinking he's got a tummy ache?
My child is sick when he does not go to school. He is 9 years old, and he is sick when he doesn't go to school. I have three others. I have a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 12-year-old that has not missed a day in over 5 years.
Well, Jenny, this is Phil. I want to ask you, what illness does your 9-year-old have, if you don't mind me asking? This
he
is sort of a chronic.
Tumor.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
Well, is he telling you that, or has it been diagnosed that way?
What do you mean, is he telling her that?
I'm asking the lady a question.
The pediatric neurologist at Riley's Hospital in Indianapolis is the one that's telling me that.
But you know as well as I do, Jenny, that even though your son, and God bless his little heart, has this brain tumor, he can play you. He can say, today I think I'll say that I have a headache, and then I can just hang out.
Well, now, what makes you think that child is going to do that? I bet you a boy like that would love to go to school and be able to go to school.
Kids hate school, Phil, whether they have a brain tumor or not.
Hey, Grady,
they hate school.
Maybe you should just try to find a life of your own and leave everybody else's life alone.
All I'm trying to tell you is if a Charlie Sheen, and I know that Charlie Sheen is not an example for young people.
Are going to impress my kids.
That's very interesting. How do you know the
who impresses my kids? My pastor impresses my kids. The pastor's wife impresses my kids.
What does he mean, a pastor?
The pastor. Pastor.
Oh, I thought you
the
were talking about...
The preacher at my church.
Of course, I'm sure he's very inspirational.
Some people on TV, that doesn't matter to kids. People who impresses the kids.
Your 9-year-old boy wouldn't be impressed with a call from Miley Cyrus. Oh, please.
He wouldn't. He cannot stand Miley Cyrus.
He can't spend enough on Miley Cyrus?
He can't stand her. Can't stand Miley Cyrus.
Well, Phil, I'm not going to trouble this poor woman any longer, but I'll tell you. I find it very hard to believe that a little boy, unless that brain tumor has done more damage...
Can we get off of the child's malady? This little boy goes to school when he can. God bless his little heart. And you talking about whether that brain tumor is having certain effects on him is none of your business. That's between the mother and the doctor.
I happen to be a mother as well, Phil. I'm the mother of, a healthy 13-year-old who is also in television commercial.
How many days of school does your child miss?
He has a tutor because he's in motion pictures. So,
oh, well, a tutor.
Excuse me?
Wait, hold on for a minute.
Doesn't get up in the morning and go to school every day? They just they lounge around the house and wait for the tutor to show up?
He shows up on a soundstage at 7 o'clock in the morning to start shooting a TV show. And then the tutor comes, and they do an hour of something, I don't know, and then he goes back and does the TV show.
How many hours of school a day does your kid go to?
Oh, I don't keep track, Phil. All I know is the studio has a tutor.
Well, you're just not in the real world. And you talk about American kids.
You are a hypocrite, lady. Such a hypocrite.
I'm a hypocrite. You're the one that said that your young boy cons you into thinking he has a brain tumor so he can get out to go in and...
No, she went to the doctor.
Well, that's... I don't know how you found out.
We've had surgery.
And I'll tell you something else.
Lady,
Mel Gibson, your son you know what I think? I think if your son got a call from Mel Gibson, I bet you anything.
Tell everybody
else. Look at an X-ray the next day, and the tumor would be gone.
What are you trying to say about Mel Gibson?
I'm saying that Mel Gibson might be able to cure her son.
But you know, this is one of the reasons why. See, this is it. You got nothing in common with real people. Nothing in common with real people at all. Real people have got to get their kids out of the house. Thank you very much, Jenny, and the very best of health in the future. Thank you very much, dear, and the best of health to your son.
And I love how you get all of the accolades, and I'm, once again, someone that is seen.
Ms. Gray, you're the one that was talking about that woman's boy with his brain conning her into thinking that he had a brain tumor.
You don't know. I have my son, Jason J. Delmonico, was 13. Yes, he's healthy. Yes, he's in TV commercials, motion pictures, and television shows. Yes, he has a tutor. But I told you, L.A. kids are different.
Yeah, they're different, all right. So are their parents. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a call. Gary in Bakersfield. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Gary, with Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to let her know that look who's calling the kettle black. When she's talking about her kid getting tutored, and he lives in a city that's supposed to have better education. I grew up in a town. My kids grew up in a town of 10,000 people. You talk about rural, we're farming. I'm a farmer, okay? I have my own business. My kids, all four of my kids, all went to college. One's a school teacher. One is an architectural engineer. The other's an RN. The other's a workers' comp advocate. And you're telling me they're stupider? I don't see how you feel.
I'm saying, where did you go to school? Are you from California?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go. That's the difference.
Oh, that's cool. From California. I've got relatives that live in Oklahoma, Arkansas. All their kids have gone to college. One of my uncles in Arkansas was a head manager for Rainbow Bread. The other one was a manager for a Western Uniform in Oklahoma. And you're telling me because they live in Oklahoma and Arkansas, they're stupider? My parents...
Wait a minute. I want you to listen to what you just said. A manager for Western Uniform in Oklahoma... That's exactly something that I'm going to say.
Wait a minute. Your kid's getting tutored, and he's a so-called movie star? I never heard of him.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're like all the other liberals that live in L.A. You want to run everybody else, and you want to tell us what to do. Why don't you mind your own business and let the world do what it has to do? And that's what
Mr. Hendry was on here talking all of this stuff about how people are poor people and people that are stupider have to.
You're poor, you're stupider. That you know what? I grew up poor.
No,
because I made something
didn't
out
say
of my
that.
Life doesn't mean anything. You know what? It has
There's
nothing to do with
wrong.
What your class is. That's another class warfare deal you liberals want to bring in. Your class warfare, where if you're not here, you're not as good as somebody. And I don't believe in.
Why
all
don't
that.
You just allow these people? Why don't you allow people to raise their kids the way they see fit? And if there are kids that are truant, then you have a one-on-one contact with the parents.
Yeah.
You don't have one-on-one contact with the...
I'm saying, and that woman didn't deny it, that last lady I talked to, if Charlie Sheen could have talked to her son with a brain tumor, what do you think might have happened?
You know, you're just saying things. You're telling this lady you're making it up. That is almost demoralizing her. That is
how
so
the hell
terrible.
Is a little boy going to make something like that up?
I'm saying that we don't know what's going on with these kids. They're afraid to go
you
to school.
You don't know. That's the point. You're making a judgment on somebody. You don't have no... You're not God. You don't have the right...
Listen, do you understand that we live in a world now, sir, where someone can say, I'm the regional manager for Western Uniform in Oklahoma, and be proud of that?
What's wrong with that?
The manager for him making good money, and he got his kids all through school. One of his sons works for Boeing. And he's a head security. So you're telling me because he's not somebody to you? That doesn't mean anything to me. He's somebody to me.
How do you know
that
little boy that lady
kids are at school?
How do you know that that little boy didn't look up brain tumors on Google and now he's scamming his mother?
You go right ahead, but the rest of us...
She's been to the doctor, and she's seen the x-rays. It's unbelievable that you'd say something like that.
I want to ask this man something, because I'm confused. You said he's calling from Bakersfield?
Yeah.
And he has relatives in Oklahoma?
Yeah. What do you mean, A lot of people from Oklahoma and Arkansas moved to California in the 30s and 40s.
Yes,
so we
did.
Have a great many people in the Central Valley who have relatives in that part of the country, you know.
Of the you know, Phil, I thought that L.A. parents were a little bit cut above, but you This gentleman here is in Bakersfield.
You know
okay,
what?
I'll give
you're
him
the,
that.
Lady, I got to say, you're the kind of person people laugh at on the radio, and that's why I called. I was cracking up at you. You think we're stupid? You ought to hear yourself. You ought to hear yourself.
You know something? Gary, I want you to just remember one thing. When you say I've got a cousin who's the manager of Western...
All right, we already heard you put down this man's family, and they all of them sound like they're doing great. Thank you, Margaret Gray. Gary, I want you to hang on, okay, because I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate courtesy of our sponsor, ProFlowers.com, so that you can get somebody special in your life a fantastic Valentine's Day gift, okay?
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
All right, Gary, you hang the line. Gary is going to hang on for that. Valentine's Day, you guys know, is Monday. Did you know that? Well, you better get with it. So go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the screen, type in H-E-N-D-R-I-E, Hendry, and you get some exclusive deals for all of you guys, all of my listeners, at proflowers.com. All right, next hour, I believe we're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler, bud.
Let me look and see who we got on the manifest.
What do you mean the manifest, man? What am I doing here? Am I carting boxes of clothes back east or something, or marijuana? Anyway, yeah, Jay Santos is next. Smokers' rights on the agenda here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.